Of course, we are not really talking about lions. You will never enter a real den of lions. But lions are convenient symbols of the powers and the dangers to life and limb that plague most of us in this world. These lions, or powers, are a part of our material lifestyle. They surround us, they threaten us, frighten us, attack us, and, if possible, they tear our lives into shreds. To most of mankind, and probably for a large part of our own lifetime, these dangers seem real to us. But the truth is that they only seem real to your false sense of self, to your temporary self. These pains are real, and disease is real. Loneliness and fear are real. But to your permanent self, these conditions have no existence. Your permanent self can never know pain, or fear, or danger. And we must remember that. Your permanent self can never suffer and can never die. And we must remember that. Whenever you experience a threat of any kind to your life, health, security, safety, comfort, harmony, peace, that threat exists only because you are living in your temporary self. Now, this is a big step, and it must be really understood. You can spend an entire lifetime trying to remove all these disturbing conditions, but always, no matter how many undesirable conditions you remove, new ones are going to take their place. And for a very simple reason. Your temporary self, this human temporary self, can never be perfect, because it is not, repeat, is not the image and likeness of God. It is not, repeat, is not the creation of God. And it is not under the law and the protection of God. No real, no permanent solution to the distressing conditions of human life can be reached as long as you remain in your temporary self. This is a fact of life, totally unknown to most of the civilized world. In spite of the great truths in the holy scriptures of all religions, mankind still wants to pin these truths on his human selfhood. And he's totally bewildered when his virtue, his morality, and his supreme intelligence fail to overcome the lions of discord, destruction, and death that constantly nip at the heels of every one of us and eventually consume us. Ah, but spirit has a better way for you. Change over to your permanent self
and watch the temporary conditions disappear. Surprising, but that is exactly what Spirit has been saying to all of us for years. Rebirth means get out of your temporary self. Get into your permanent self. And behold, the world is new. Of course, man has been so stubborn about clinging to the temporary self while trying to get rid of the temporary conditions. And it simply won't work. So that now everyone must be jolted from time to time by another cataclysm, another disaster, another major problem, another crisis. And we mistake all of these for natural phenomenon or the wrath of God, or sometimes we consider them to be mysterious signals or omens from another planet. But always, it is another initiation, prodding mankind to find his permanent self. The self that is immaculate and immune to every form of material disease, material destruction, material disaster, or material death. Think about it a moment. On a larger scale, your transition and your ascension to higher realms are impossible until you have passed many initiations. And these are not very easy to recognize. They always seem to wear new disguises, cleverly designed to surprise you, overwhelm you, to force you into some reaction. But once you learn how to cooperate with the initiations, they begin to work for you and not against you. And I think you may see what I mean if you step with me for a few moments into the den of lions. Here we are in the cave. We are in what you might call an impossible situation. There's a little roaring and growling around us. And it would seem that the zookeeper has forgotten to feed these lions. They're sounding and acting a bit testy. Matter of fact, in about 30 seconds or less, one of these slithering four-legged creatures may decide to indulge his lusty appetite. And I believe that you and I are the only possible breakfast around here. What can we do in this impossible situation and quickly? Daniel had an answer. And possibly Daniel had the only answer that works. Just three words. Remove the target. That was Daniel's answer. Remove the target. Whenever you are in an impossible situation, remove the target. What is the target? The target here is your body. There are no windows, no doors, no fire escapes in this lion's den. So there's only one way you can remove the target. You must remove your body. Step out of it. Step into your incorporeal body of spirit, which is invisible, invulnerable, indestructible. Sounds difficult, doesn't it? Sounds impossible. Daniel did it. Jesus did it. You are going to do it. And the best way is to switch to your soul consciousness. And you will discover that the lions are only a three-dimensional illusion inside your 3D brain. You are not being threatened by lions. This is your initiation of fire. You see? You are not being threatened by cancer. You are not being threatened by tumors. You are not being threatened by anyone or anything. You are being prodded to transform to your permanent incorporeal body before you lose your temporary one. Get into your permanent body of incorporeal spirit where there is no cancer, no tumors, no death, no lions. And you will pass your initiation. You have been given divine instructions to overcome every material power on earth, every impossible situation. So let's apply the plan of Daniel. Let's apply it to lions. Then let's apply it to you and your own impossible situations. What are the steps? Number one, open your windows toward Jerusalem. Number two, kneel upon your knees three times daily. Number three, give thanks to God. Three mystical steps that mankind has overlooked. These three steps to survival contain the mystical code that religions have missed because most of us have read the Bible literally. But you will discover that against these three steps, the powers of this world, the lions of death and destruction, are powerless. So please make each step your own. And you will find you have the power to shut the lion's mouth. Step one, open your windows toward Jerusalem. That means forget the lions. Just forget them. Open the windows of your soul. Accept the presence of God where you stand. But listen carefully now to the truth that brings you into oneness. Accept the Spirit of God where you stand to be your identity. Here, there, everywhere. When you know the Spirit of God is yourself, you are in automatic oneness. Did you know that God is also the Son of God? That can be your secret too. But are your windows really open? Spirit is the substance of God. Spirit is the substance of the Son of God. There is one Spirit. Where did your human form go? Can it possibly be there? Can your spirit be all? and occupy the same space as matter? Can God and matter occupy the same space? If material form is there, where you are, do you realize you are saying spirit is not there? Do you realize you are rejecting the infinite presence of God as long as you remain in the belief that material form is there? You are clinging to duality. Your consciousness is impure. Your windows are not open. By knowing you are the pure spiritual Son of God, not a physical form, not living inside a physical form, is the only way that you can open your windows toward Jerusalem. In other words, when you accept out of the body identity, your windows are open, facing Jerusalem. And only then have you passed the first big step of your initiation. Outside the human body, you are facing Jerusalem, your windows are open, and this is the truth of you now, and the truth of you forever. Step two, kneel upon your knees 3 times a day. This is the second part, the second degree of the mystical code for survival. Now, kneeling doesn't mean that you get on your physical knees. Kneeling means surrender. Surrender your concepts. And the first concept you want to surrender is that God is over here where you are, but God is not over there where the lions are. Those ferocious lions over there are images in your thought. Daniel proved that. Or they would have seemed real to a physical Daniel, as they are real to a physical you, living inside a physical body. But Daniel's windows were open to God everywhere. God, where he stood, was the only self, the only life. And the same God had to be the only self, the only life, where those lions were prowling. The incorporeal Daniel saw the incorporeal lions as the one self. It will happen to you in one flashing instant of truth. The hypnosis of individual bodies and individual animals will vanish. The myth of corporeality will explode in your pure consciousness. Kneeling 3 times a day means wiping out the 3 lower kingdoms. Mineral, vegetable, animal. Wiping them out of your consciousness. Accepting the allness of spirit as a universal truth. The allness of soul. And the allness of Christ. 3 in 1. The allness of soul, spirit, Christ means that the physical or corporeal form of Daniel himself was an illusion. And the self of Daniel knew that. The self of Daniel knew that the allness and oneness of God everywhere means that the physical, corporeal forms of lions had to be illusion. There was no Daniel in physical form. There was no den to contain Daniel. There were no lions. No physicality, no materiality. Only God was present, and the dream of a material world with material forms was not in the self of Daniel. He was fully awake, free, immortal, incorporeal, and he knew no man or animal after the flesh. Step 3. Give thanks to God. That means acknowledge God. But not only acknowledge the presence of God. No, you're not giving thanks when you do that. Give thanks means acknowledge God as the only self, the only presence, the only being. This is giving thanks. And it is not complete as long as you believe in the existence of any material form or any material power in the entire universe. When you have overturned all the material thoughts you have, and you have driven the money changers out of the courtyard of your mind, something beautiful happens. Your soul will continue to develop your soul body, the vehicle for your life and survival in higher worlds. This cannot happen until you have a pure consciousness. Passing your initiation does more than remove the lions, the false powers, but it enables the inner process of soul transmutation to continue. And that's the bottom line. What you are hearing is the secret method for transcending the challenge to life, which we call initiation. And these challenges, these initiations, should now be known by another name. That name is your mystical death. Your mystical death is the way to enter your mystical rebirth. And when you learn that it is the only way, then your mystical death becomes your prelude to transition and ascension. Out of your daily mystical death, the experience of God individualizing as you becomes the birth of Christ realized in you. This is the supreme goal of all initiations. And if you can remove the belief in time, in one revealing second, you can see the mystical death of Daniel in the den and the mystical birth of Jesus in the manger as one event depicting your path to sonship. First, your mystical death to matter and form, instantly followed by your mystical rebirth to spirit, which is life eternal. Christ accepted in the lion's den lifts you into the kingdom of God. The mystical death lifts you into Christhood, which sees God face to face. If human comfort is all you seek, want, desire, and think you need, none of this has any meaning for you. And I think that is why the world continues to struggle. If transition and eternal life are your number one quest, your number one priority, the mystical death is your opportunity, your secret weapon, because it alone leads to the birth of Christ in you. Let's feel the thunder of the silence. We are shutting the lion's mouth. But there are many lions still with us. These lions do not have four legs or a tail. But they have the power to roar and to devour their victims. When you see them correctly, the lions are the secret initiations of mankind. They are false powers of the world. Cancer is a lion. Heart failure is a lion. Old age is a lion. Unemployment, pollution, radiation are lions. You can fight them legally, medically, biologically. You can fight them with all types of physical and mental remedies. But for Daniel, there was only one real solution during his initiation. He could not fight the lions. He had to remove their target. There was no human way to survive. So with us, so with you, so with everyone on the mystical path. The lions that attack you today are your initiation. A medical recovery from a heart attack is not enough. A legal protection against pollution or radiation is not enough. Temporary survival or temporary safety may be fine, but they are not enough. And these initiations, these challenges, these impossible situations come to you from the cosmic mind to make you realize that you can escape them permanently only by removing their target. Who can the lion of disease attack? Your temporary body. Who can the lion of arthritis or asthma attack? Your temporary body. Who can the lions of alcohol and drugs attack? Your temporary body and your temporary brain. Who can the lions of hatred, jealousy, and persecution attack? Your temporary body, property, personal sense of self. Always the target is your temporary human body, temporary human self, temporary human possessions, temporary human emotions, temporary human life. In mystical living, we do not meet these situations on the ground level. We remove the target. The presence of the problems tells us that another lion, another material concept, another initiation is being projected by the cosmic mind. And it is our function to get out of the den of lions as quickly as possible. We do this by the mystical death. The three steps taught to us a few moments ago when we entered this lion's den. The principle is always identical. And then we transcend the lions. We transcend pollution, we transcend radiation, we transcend disease, we transcend vandalism, we transcend matter. So now, enter step one. Open your windows toward Jerusalem. Enter step two. Kneel three times a day. Enter step three, give thanks to God. Do you have those three principles? Open windows to Jerusalem. Kneel three times a day. Thanks to God. Think about them now in the silence. Contemplate the three steps. When you feel you know what the steps are, contemplate the situation that confronts you. Those are your lions. Whatever it is, divorce, vandalism, threat to life, and don't let the size or scope of the situation make you think that it is hopeless. No matter how long you've had it, how positive the evidence, or how tragic the consequences, the purpose of this unusual mystical method is to overcome impossible or extra difficult situations. Now, if you know the problem and you know the three principles, begin your mystical death. Open your windows facing Jerusalem. Establish spiritual identity. Remove the physical sense of form, where you sit. You are spirit, Physical form cannot be there. You are Christ, Son of God. This is your now self. And Christ, Son of God, does not live inside a physical, mortal body. Where I am is a living child of God, pure spirit, the image and likeness of God is spirit. My identity is spirit. I am one with God because I am His spirit. My qualities are His qualities because I am His spirit. My life is His life because I am His spirit. Mortality is untrue. The myth of mortality is fading. The wider I open my windows to Jerusalem, the more the illusion of corporeal form loses its power. I, Son of God, am not living in a physical body that ultimately dies. The words of God expressed through His divine messengers say that I am in corporeal spirit, that I can never be contained in part or in whole inside the appearance of form, inside physicality, inside materiality, inside corporeality. When you really feel your spiritual identity, you will find many signs. One sign is a feeling of awe, as if you had just discovered another self. The silence expands into infinity. The pressures of the world seem to vanish. A feeling of infinite freedom takes over. Another sign is that you know spirit is the one identity of everyone on this earth. Spirit itself is helping you raise the windows all the way. You are spirit. The members of your household are spirit. Your friends, your enemies, all people on earth are spirit. And were there any persons involved in your disturbing situation? They too are spirit. They are not physical forms, and they do not live in physical forms like you. They are the incorporeal, immortal, one spirit. We are awakening from the universal dream of many separated bodies. We are carrying the truth of one spiritual identity from you to mankind, to one infinite spiritual identity everywhere. Before you can move into step two, you must apply this truth to your daily life. Now look at your so-called situation or problem. If it involves your physical body, you are at odds with the truth of your own being. Spirit is your body. Spirit is your identity. Spirit has no physical problem. There is no you in a physical form. You are not the self that has the physical problem. Learn this. Your mystical death to the physical sense of body includes your mystical death to all physical problems and conditions. You cannot be spirit and also have a physical problem. And so every physical problem is no part of your spirit, and therefore is imaginary, existing only in the cosmic mind. Now, your rational mind is going to find this difficult for a while, because your mind is glued to the cosmic mind. But please hold fast to the pure truth that I, the Spirit of God, have no physicality and therefore no physical problems. And you will be guided by Spirit to pass the first hurdle of your initiation. If your problem involves other people and what they are doing to you, lying, stealing, cheating, vandalizing, judging, laying a guilt trip on you, please stop. Stop right there and see the spiritual truth. You have no physical neighbor, no physical family, no physical opponents, no physical offenders. Neither you are physical or in a physical body, nor they. They simply do not live inside a physical form any more than you do. Cleanse your consciousness. That's what forgiving means. Forgive your persecutors, forgive your opponents, remove your belief that they are in physical bodies. Follow through by knowing that they are spirit, and therefore they cannot perform physical acts against you or anyone else. The whole situation of physical injustice, violence, treachery, or pain depends on the belief that you are not spirit and they are not spirit. Adjust the picture in your consciousness. One spirit is on the scene. Spirit can only perform spiritual acts. Physical acts never can touch, harm, or influence your Christ self. Soon you will find the Holy Ghost is on the scene, giving you the sign the release, to move into step number two. Kneel three times a day. Here you cross out the material world, the three lower kingdoms of minerals, vegetables, animals, because your spiritual identity lives only in the kingdom of spirit. You transcend the material world. You incorporealize it in your consciousness. Your spiritual identity does not live in a physical illusion. And so your mystical death includes death to the belief that you, yourself, your spirit, your reality, your identity, lives in this world. Your physical self has tried to find its place in this world. But your spirit self knows better. Extend your spirit self through the upper three kingdoms of soul, spirit, divine life. This is you. This is the threefold one called Christ. And you will be reborn into this threefold one only to the degree that you acknowledge it every day and live in it. Every day. And live consciously in the kingdom of spirit every day. This daily transformation of consciousness accepts the spiritual universe as the home of your spiritual self. And it takes you out of captivity to the cosmic mind. Step three, thank God. In the third degree of your mystical death, the gates of heaven on earth are going to open. We've been told to thank God for 35 centuries, but we have used empty words and ineffectual physical sacrifices. God, I am coming home. I have crossed out personal self and the beliefs of my personal self. I have crossed out a human race. I have crossed out all personal selves everywhere and all human beliefs. I have crossed out the death and the pain of matter that you did not create. I have crossed out all that dies, all that is mortal, all that deteriorates, all that is temporary, all that is imperfect, all that suffers, all that is not your perfect spirit. I have crossed them out. All is you. The spiritual universe is you. The action and law of spirit is you. The power and purity of spirit is you. The grace, the love of spirit is you. The eternal harmony of spirit is you. All is you, Father. There is no other. At last, Father, I recognize that you are infinite, everywhere, without opposite. You are the only self, the only universe, the only life. Yes, I am coming home, Father, a prodigal no more, accepting yourself as myself, one divine, infinite spirit, the eternal one that you are, I am. I am dead to material me, alive in your spirit, and I am ready to earn the right to say silently within my heart, thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Three beautiful mystical steps into eternity now. Please join me at 7 p.m. California time every day for the next 2 months and practice these three steps. Work only with step one the first night, and then step two the second night, and so forth. And maybe by the beginning of the second week, you can start to practice all three steps in one. And I assure you, the pure realization will come to you that only God is here. And within less than a month, you should feel the seeds of rebirth taking root within your expanding consciousness. And so, our preparation for the Orlando seminar continues, and within a few months, let's say early November, please look for the fifth tape. The privilege of working with you is a joy beyond expression. Thank you. Warm alohas from the island of Kauai.